Here's American Farm Bureau's R.J. Kearney.
There's no well-known answer yet on if it's going to go into a lame duck session or if they're kick it back into March of next year. So that's sort of a wait-and-see game. Congress typically likes to respond as close to deadlines as possible.
And with crop and dairy prices so low and producers looking for near-term help, Kearney said another kick-the-can-down-the-road scenario is not good for agriculture.
Unfortunately, in some ways, it's going to be more of the same, meaning Congress is passing a continuing resolution, possibly an omnibus, which has become the new regular order in many regards for the past at least 6 or 7 fiscal years.
Thus, delaying decisions on EQIP and other conservation programs, along with ag research, rural development, biotech outreach, policies dealing with Cuba, and reform of meat marketing rules.
As that continues, it causes a lot of uncertainty on what any new programs Congress might be able to allocate more money to, where some cuts might come in, and as farmers are trying to make decisions, these are going to have impacts not only on farmers and ranchers, but also rural communities throughout the United States.
Now, mandatory crop programs like crop insurance, crop payments, and nutrition programs would not be affected by continuing current spending.